The following program is underwritten by the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. Welcome to Humanities Connection, production of WFDU-FM and the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. I'm Bob Mann. It will be a safe space, but not always a comfortable one. That's how Dr. Claudia Cohen describes dialogue circles on race. These are discussions about racial issues that are taking place in Union County, New Jersey. It's the beneficiary of one of the grants from the New Jersey Council for the Humanities. Normally, the format of Humanities Connection is to have two separate segments. That will be the case in this episode, but these segments aren't always related. This time they are, and it dovetails perfectly. You'll hear my conversation with Claudia in just a couple of minutes, but first, we'll get the entire background, a very broad view of the necessity to talk about difficult racial issues with my guest, Dr. Linda Caldwell Epps. The Council has given an action grant to the Sankofa Collaborative in conjunction with the New Jersey Historical Society to continue to host in-depth workshops and develop online resources for schools and cultural institutions to help them examine and address difficult issues in African American history. My guest on our first segment is Dr. Linda Caldwell Epps. Dr. Epps is the founder and president of 1804 Consultants. She's also the former president and CEO of the New Jersey Historical Society. Linda, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's go to the obvious first, talking about racial issues in a very honest, direct way. I know it's obvious, but we need to set the foundation. Why is it so important that we have these conversations?
If we are going to continue in our quest to form that more perfect union, we have to reconcile our past with our present before we can move ahead in a truly collaborative and civil way. Our democracy depends upon it. We have to make room for all at the table if we are to be successful. And being straightforward and honest and analytical about the past is the only way that we can move forward.
And that makes all the sense in the world, but we have to be honest. People are hesitant to talk about painful issues, slavery, lynching, Jim Crow. This is not pleasant, you know, civil conversation. So what are some of the techniques that can be used to get past emotions, whether those be on either side, guilt or anger or hurt or resentment? How do you actually do this?
Well, I always like to say whenever I'm chairing a session that everything that is said in the room is private, and it's left in that room. But everything that is learned in the room that is positive and will help us move forward, we have a responsibility to share. And I think in a way that puts people at ease. We're not going to judge. We're not going to condemn. We're just going to learn, and we're going to deconstruct, and we're going to move forward.
Action grant means that this has actually been in action. It's been done so far. It's not something where it's all speculative. So have you had any breakthrough moments in any of these workshops or in any of the other formats that you have in terms of somebody really coming to a revelation and saying, wow, I never thought of it that way?
Well, perhaps one of the biggest breakthroughs is that people come away from our workshops understanding that the peculiar institution of slavery was not limited to the South, that the North was very much complicit, and that New Jersey in particular profited greatly from that institution. And once they understand that we all have either benefited from the institution or have been declined full rights about it, gives it a whole different kind of starting point for discussion. And we have people in every workshop who have that eureka or that aha moment when they understand that New Jersey has played a role in this.
It's interesting that you mention that, because that is the name of your company. It's not an address. It's a year, 1804 Consultants. Mm-hmm. I was shocked to learn this. I didn't just learn this recently, but it was in adulthood. And I had that kind of northern pride, well, this never happened up here. That was the South, and that was solved by the Civil War. That is so simplistic. Tell us about the importance of the year 1804 in New Jersey when it comes to slavery.
Well, 1804 is the year that manumission began. Manumission of slaves began in New Jersey. It was a very long process, and indeed, until New Jersey ratified the 13th Amendment in 1868, there were enslaved people within the state of New Jersey, which is important. But even as important or even more important is New Jersey's capitalization of the institution of slavery. That our factories produce goods that help perpetuate the institution, that our some of our produce and the big factories in New Jersey helped perpetuate the institution of slavery.
Manumission, what does that word mean?
It's gradual emancipation.
And it took all those years? There could have been people who were born after the law who still live their life in slavery.
Because children who were born to parents who were still enslaved had to serve the masters of their parents until they were 21, 22. There were different ages, prospectively. So there were still enslaved people here after the end of the Civil War.
That's absolutely incredible. And one of the pitfalls that I've found, because in my other life, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a college professor, and there have been a lot of workshops on how to discuss race. And I want to get into that in a little bit, where you actually and to whom you offer these workshops and online resources. But in some of the higher education discussions, there have been the, it's not a warning, but probably advice, to be careful to say, I understand how you feel, from a white person to a person of color. I know what this is like. If I were black, I would say X. I guess these are some of the pitfalls people fall into as well, because you really can't totally understand the experience that you haven't had.
Well, you really can. And as a person of African descent, I cannot fully understand what it's like to have your life totally under the control of someone else. So we're not going to be able to. We can empathize, but it's I think a little foolish to say that we know what these people went through, because we don't know. We can only begin to try and understand, and we can only begin to try and rectify some of the wrongs that were done. And it's not limited to people who were enslaved. There were forms of Jim Crow that operated in New Jersey until the 1960s. And I'm sure that there are people who will say that there are still forms of Jim Crow that are operating within the state. So this is not an issue that has been resolved by any means. We're still trying to resolve it, and that's what Sankofa is all about.
Let's talk about the name Sankofa. It's rooted in Ghana, that word?
Yes, and it means that you're not going to be able to move forward until you try and understand the past.
It almost
and the impact that past has had upon your life.
It almost literally means go back and
get it. Go back and get it.
So what are African Americans going back to get? What is it that is missing that they can go and get back?
Well, they can it's just not African Americans, but it's all of us need to go back and get the history that formed us, that dictated the way our foremothers and forefathers lived. How were our cities formed? Who provided the labor to build our houses? What is the history of those people? And it's not until we understand the full ramifications of American history that we can really move forward in a positive manner, in a truly positive manner.
And that is true in so many other areas as well. People somehow ignore history or think it's boring. It is absolutely stunning when you hear that from people.
Well, it's with us every day. Some people try and run away from it. They try and forget it, but you really can't. It's in our DNA.
I love when people say, well, that was a long time ago. Yeah, well, what difference does that make? You know, well, that was a long time ago. Yes, so it's recycling now. We mentioned the origin of the word Sankofa, but what is the Sankofa Collaborative? Because we have a number of players here in these workshops, 1804 Consultants, New Jersey Historical Society, Sankofa Collaborative. Tell us a little bit about the players in this project.
There are a group of organizations, the Grounds for Sculpture in Hamilton Township, the William Trent House in Trenton, and the Southsburg Sauerland African American Museum in Hopewell, and the New Jersey Historical Society, who have formed the Sankofa Collaborative. And we were independent institutions doing work in African American studies and trying to collaborate to figure out what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, to establish best practices, and came to the conclusion that there must be other organizations who are struggling the same way that we are. So our first gathering was informal, by invitation only. We held a session in Trenton, an all-day session, and the feedback was, this was wonderful, this was great, do it again, and do it again soon. So a few months later, we did our second workshop, and then we've been moving forward ever since then, always receiving a stellar attendance. We always exceed our expectations as far as attendance is concerned, and have attracted funders who understand the great need for this kind of work.
And one of those, of course, is the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, the underwriter of this program. So if you can just talk briefly.
They've been extraordinarily understanding and generous, not only with financial support, but with other kinds of support as well. And we have been able to attract people to attend from all over the state of New Jersey. We've had some of the foremost historians and educators from the state as presenters and as attendees. So a special shout out to the Council for the Humanities. They've just been of an enormous help to us.
We're going to have a second segment. We do two segments in the show every week, a 30-minute show altogether. And the second segment will be with Claudia Cohen, who's actually run workshops to talk about difficult issues in African-American history and in racial relations.
But I know Claudia.
I know. She told me in my preparation that she knows you, so she's happy to be on the same show. But basically, since she will be handling so much of that, give me a quick overview of how some of these workshops with the Sankofa Collaborative work, and also what are some of the online resources that you have? Give us some of the specifics.
Well, materials from each one of our workshops are online. We ask that permission of all our presenters in advance, so that if you're not able to attend, you're at least able to get a bibliography and to get entry into the PowerPoints and some of the materials that are used during the workshops. We also have comments about some segments that we have done online that can prove to be helpful to those who cannot attend. And I've forgotten the first part of your question.
The workshops themselves, the actual workshops.
Okay,
what's the format?
We also post readings that we think that our audiences might find helpful, that we've come across in various publications. Those are also posted on the Sankofa webpage. Now, again, what was the first part of it?
Okay. How the format works, what are some of the online resources, and that segues directly into who might benefit, because in the introduction I said that it's online resources, in-depth workshops for schools and cultural institutions. Is this just K through 12?
Do you do it for schools and cultural institutions, but it's for anyone, really, who would like to attend. We've tried to specialize the workshops. The last one that we just held in January was geared specifically towards historic houses, museums, and libraries. But we have people from every walk of life who attend. The workshops vary. Sometimes they are designed for in-depth conversation among the participants. Sometimes they are panel discussions featuring specialists in the area with audience participation after the panel presentation. So we tried to diversify the offerings to go along with different learning styles and different needs of our constituents.
I speak to all the guests beforehand. We do a pre-interview prep. You seem to me, I do not know you personally, I haven't met you, but you seem like a very optimistic person. I base that on a lot of the answers that you gave me in pre-interview prep. So I want to close with this. Do you feel that even with all the divisions we have now, that we can start in the United States of America to have honest and civil discussions about the real issues of race?
Of course. This is a place of new beginnings, right? It was for the Jamestown settlers and the pilgrims that came, for those who ventured west. There's always room for new beginnings in this country, which is a reason for optimism, that we can always start all over again. It's never too late.
That is a great message and a great way to wrap it up. Linda, thank you very much for taking the time and to explain this wonderful project to us.
Well, thank you, and give my regards to Claudia.
I certainly will in just a couple of minutes. Dr. Linda Caldwell Epps.